Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugach,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Philip Manning. This week on AK, Outsider. Over the last 8 years, a California man has snatched up dozens of parcels of land in the small community of Seldovia on Kachemak Bay. His work on that property has dragged him into legal disputes with the city of Seldovia and some of his neighbors. KBBI's Quentin Chandler reports anxiety in the community is boiling over, and most people just want the conflict to end.
During Greg Davis's first years in Seldovia, residents were concerned about the amount of property he was buying, but they weren't overly alarmed. Brettwood Hickman says he met Davis about 5 years ago. He didn't see him much after that, but Davis and Hickman's father became good friends. Then, in the summer of 2015, Davis's tone in town started to change.
He seemed to have this vision, and he talked about this vision of improving Seldovia and coming in from the outside, buying. He talks about buying properties because they were ugly and improving them, cleaning them up.
Davis owns 42 properties inside and outside of Seldovia city limits through his family business, Precious Earth. Seldovians say that's a lot of land for one man, especially in a town that recorded a population of only 233 people in 2014.
To make it into a soundbite, you know, he came and tried to buy a town and it doesn't want to be bought.
Hickman's family owns beach property surrounded by Davis's land. They can access it by water and by walking the beach during low tide. But for about 35 years, Hickman says the family has mainly used a trail that crosses Davis's land. Hickman says Davis recently told his family he didn't want them to use the trail anymore. Last year, Davis put up a no trespassing sign. Hickman's mother crossed Davis's property at least twice after that, but the police declined to intervene. Hickman says from there, things escalated.
He sent this email where he lays out very clearly this threat of physical violence, that he would take the law into his own hands, and he's threatening that against my family. And I can't see past that. At this point, there's no hope of actually communicating with him like another human being, which is what I'd rather be doing.
Most other residents in town agree. Jeremiah Campbell bought the Boardwalk Hotel in Seldovia about 3 years ago. He says Davis made a lot of other residents mad when he burned down a historic cabin that sat on his Backers Island property. He says it wasn't environmentally friendly.
Burned it for over a period of about 4 days, just a plume of black smoke, and the community really wasn't real happy with that.
There are also hard feelings over a road Davis was building out to the island. Residents worried the work could damage critical habitat. Davis and a friend also blocked part of what the city considers to be a public road after discovering it cut through a corner of one of his properties. The city of Seldovia ordered them to move the barricades, and they refused. Now the city is suing to force them to comply. Here's Campbell again.
Property lines in Seldovia are weird, like a lot of probably small towns in Southeast and stuff. So a lot of folks have gotten together and said, hey, if, you know, no harm, no foul. If you're good, I'm good, and we'll just let it be. You've got your shed on my property, my fence is on your property.
But Campbell says Greg Davis doesn't feel the same way. Davis himself didn't want to be interviewed for this story, but he wrote in an email that his mission is to, as quickly as possible, create the greatest good for the most people. Zane Henning is one of Davis's only supporters in town. He's the friend who helped Davis set up the barricades. He says there's nothing wrong with what they did because it isn't a road. It's private property.
When you own property, you can do with it what you want as long as it's within the regulations of the city code. Property rights and property boundaries have been embedded into our Constitution.
Henning says he and his wife live right in front of the property Davis and the city are fighting over. They don't understand why so much of the town doesn't like Davis.
Because there's been this underlying tone throughout town. It's not underlying, it's clear and above board. I mean, everybody makes statements all the time that they don't like Greg Davis.
Henning says some of that dislike goes back to the amount of property Davis owns.
There was 42 people that didn't want to be here anymore, and Greg bought their properties. It's great for them. he likes real estate. He thinks that this is one of the most beautiful places he's ever been in the world. And so he's buying property. He's got the money to buy the property, and when he gets a good deal on a piece of property, he buys it. I don't see the negative.
Higman says Davis is basically fighting a battle against the town, and he has no idea how it's going to end.
You know, I think the thing that Greg completely doesn't see, and I wish he could, is that Seldovia is actually a pretty awesome place. Like, we've been doing all right, you know?
Higman says if Davis felt the same, he might have a better relationship with his neighbors. In Seldovia, I'm Quentin Chandler.